Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is 12:50. I am with Mark Supples. So, what would be going at the 617 Main Street building?
Well, we're going to keep the basic concept the same, but just make it a much more welcoming and space where you'd want to hang out, as opposed to just go in and grab your food and leave. Unfortunately, they were never able to get a liquor license due to some obscure New York State liquor authority laws. But I'm pretty positive I should be able to get one. I've had one for 41 years, so shouldn't be too much of a problem. So we're going to, it's a beautiful bar in there. We'll open the bar, which is in the front part of the building. The four vendors that were there, one Ethiopian, she's from Myanmar, Thai food, one South Sudanese, and one Filipino boy. They're all going to stay. And then we're going to have a fifth vendor. As yet undecided, but I've gotten a ton of interest. Geez, I must have gotten 40 calls from people that are interested in joining us. And so we're going to put in the back room, we're going to have a dedicated ping pong room. There'll be three professional tables for rent by that half hour or hour. We'll have a couple pool tables, a couple dart boards, maybe even a pinball machine or two. So we're going to make it a place where you can come before the theater, relax, grab a really good, inexpensive bite to eat, a couple glasses of wine before your night out, maybe stop there for a little bit. We'll be playing the unusual music that we've always played at, like the Pink Flamingo and Mothers, and it'll be a place you'll want to come and hang out and spend a little time, and the vendors will be pumping out their great food as always, and will be a really nice addition to the theater district, which really doesn't have a place like that right now.
So what drew you to the building when you initially were looking it over?
Well, I had worked with the people from Weedy trying to help them out on their Niagara Street location. And it came to my attention that they were not going to renew their lease on Main Street, and it was never their intention to have that as a permanent place. It was kind of a temporary place to put people after they had the fire on Grant Street. So when I knew that they weren't going to renew their lease, I kind of worried, like, well, what's going to happen to these people that have been there for a couple of years? And they were going to kind of be out of luck. So I said, you know what? I think this would be a good final project in my career. My plan is to get it up and running profitably, and then hopefully I'll get the money back that I've invested into the place. And when that happens, I'm going to give the place to the vendors.
So you're saying you don't have the keys just yet, but when you do, how soon after I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
We'll be ready to start work, almost immediately. We're going to do really extensive work in the place, to make it a much more comfortable place to hang out. So I have, one of the preeminent movie set and theater designers in Buffalo, David Butler, is really going to design a really beautiful space in there. And I have a bunch of people that have volunteered to help me, you know, craftsmen, entertainers, and social media types. So it's going to be a ton of work, but I really feel confident about it.
What's the time frame for all of it? Do you have that kind of worked out yet, or is it still up in the air?
Well, a lot of it depends on the state liquor authority. We're shooting for April 1st. Sinatra has been very generous to us. He's going to give us 90 days free rent to work on the building to make it into something special.
All right, Mark. And is there anything else that maybe I didn't ask about that you'd like to add?
Not particularly. I really think that you know, with Congressman Higgins being a part of Shea's, his vision is to really transform the theater district, which a really great start is musical fair theater coming back to the old studio arena. That they add like 180 nights a year of performances. On that block, you have just, you know, it is the heart of the entertainment in Buffalo. You have Town Ballroom, you have Alleyway Theater, you have Studio Arena, Shea's 710, the Irish Classical, Alleyway Theater. It really is the heart. So to have a place where you can hang out after work, before or after the theater, will really be a nice idea. You have the movie theaters right next door. It's really going to be a nice addition to the fabric of the theater district.